podcast Caillou, bienvenue à notre rendez-vous français.
Dobrodošli v prvi epizodi podcasta Kajuh z novo zasedbo. Za starejše generacije, torej tretji in četrti letnik, vam je morda koncept podcasta poznan. Za mlajše kajuhovce pa je podcast Kajuh v bistvu kratka oddaja z mesečnim izidom, kjer predebatiramo razne francoske teme, od jezika do kulture in literature. Podcast je bil torej ustvarjen z namenom, da bi dijakom približali francoski jezik in kulturo. Preden pa začnemo z današnjo epizodo, pa bi se vam radi predstavili kot nova generacija podcasta Kajuh. V stalni zasedbi bomo z vami voditelji Alina, Zala, Nika in Maj, za računalnikom pa Filip. Zdaj se nam boste pa pridružili francozini Flavi in Mija, ki boste povedala par utrinkov iz svoje enomesečne izmenjave v Sloveniji.
Hi, Mija and Flavi. Could you please introduce yourselves?
Seveda. Hello, I'm Mia Etienne. I'm 16 years old and I'm at the Lycée Léonard de Vinci in France near Nantes.
Hi, I'm Flavie Vacher. I'm 15 years old and I'm at the same high school as Mia.
Okay, so I think you would agree that Slovenia and France are two very different countries. And I would like to ask you, what are some of the biggest differences that you've noticed during your time here?
Firstly, we have noticed the fact that the school systems are very different in France and in Slovenia. For example, we have noticed that the fact that the lessons last 10 minutes less in Slovenia than in France. And also the school day in Slovenia ends in the start of the afternoon, and in France it's the finish in evening, during the evening, I think. And also the high school in France lasts 3 years and in Slovenia it lasts 4 years, so it's very different.
There are also many differences between the lifestyles in Slovenia and the lifestyles in France. For example, you finish school earlier, so during the afternoon you have many time to do, for example, sports, music, and there are also the meal times, which are very different. We think you get up earlier and eat dinner earlier than us, because the sunrise and sunset times, I think it's different, maybe 1 hour and a half different from France.
And what about the Slovenian language? Is it different from French? Do you find it difficult to understand, or do you think that you could learn it as quickly as you think?
It's not so different, because it's I don't know.
An example?
Yes. For example, there
are some letters with accent were not pronounced the same way, so it's difficult for us.
To learn, but there is some words which are very similar in French and in Slovenia. For example, Mathematica and Mathematic, Sociologia and Sociologie in French. And there is also words which are the same in French and in Slovenia. For example, Compote.
Polenta.
Yes.
So it's well known that the French cuisine is one of the best in the world. That being said, what do you think of some of the Slovenian food you've tried? Maybe there's a dish that you particularly liked?
I think the Slovenian food is not so different from the French food, but we have noticed something. We have noticed the fact that the sweet and the savory food in Slovenia are not associated with any particular meal, unlike France, where the sweet food is always eat during the snacks, the breakfast, and the savory food is just for the lunch and the dinner. And for the moment, I think my favorite dish is the traditional beef soup with noodles, sorry.
Okay, I think most Slovenians would agree with you. It's a thing that we really like, generally. What about you, Flavit?
As for me, it's strugli.
Ah, okay.
Yes.
Interesting.
And how about the people? Are we different from the French?
No, not so different. I think you are just maybe warmer and kind of...
Because a lot of time people say that French are sometimes ignorant or Is it true or is it just...
Yes, it's a bit true because we... It's... Yes, we always complain about everything. And
yes, you said.
Yeah.
I think the Slovenian people are more so welcoming than the French.
Yeah,
I think.
So then you feel good here?
Yeah.
Very good. Okay.
You're staying.
What about like your general impression, you know, Slovenia as a country? Not just what you've seen, what you've heard, what other people think about it. What's your opinion on that?
We think that Slovenia is a very beautiful country, not popular enough in our opinion.
Yes, I mean a lot of people, maybe they mistake us for Slovakia.
Yeah.
Maybe for
yes.
So I'm glad you knew where you were coming to. That's good to know.
Before we came, someone told me that Slovenia was near Lithuania. Estonia.
Ah, okay.
Yes. It's not a very
well-known
country.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We'd like to stay a bit more, but we can't.
Hvala gostjama in vam poslušalcem. V naslednjih epizodah pa lahko pričakujemo še zaline in nežine izkušnje iz izmenjave, ko bosta januarja Flavi in mi vrnili obisk.